Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hopes of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
Nothing is wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too. I'm Marie.
And I'm Ace.
And let's get into the Dank and Deadly Hot Box. Today we have our favorites here with us again today. And we have Slasher, we have Adrian, and Stormy. Always glad to have y'all. How are y'all doing?
Thank you for having us. I'm excited.
Yes. Doing well. Yeah, thank you so much. Happy to be here, always.
Well, of course, y'all are Slasher. We want to make sure y'all get all the attention you deserve and need. Is there anything y'all are doing that's coming up that y'all want to talk about here?
Not really. Just our same old, you know, weekly trudge through a bunch of nonsense. the holiday season. I mean, I guess we're in it, you know. I don't pay attention to Thanksgiving, but we're in the holiday season, so... You know, I don't know. Holiday horror is like my favorite for some odd reason. I don't know why. I love seeing blood splatter on some snow. So talking a whole bunch of that coming up. So, I mean, I don't know. Just be in touch and follow us for our fucking content, I suppose. Yes. No doubt.
Definitely. Shout out where they can find y'all, your personals and your podcast.
You can find the pod at /_her_pod. My personal is My Lonely Biscuit, and Adrian's is Adrian Ray with two E's.
So definitely follow them. Have some amazing tweets, great horror content. We love it.
Thanks.
Love me, my favorite people.
Oh, same though.
So this is just a fun little bonus episode that we wanted to do. Something appreciative of all the families that got us through horror. Since it is, you know, Thanksgiving time, Christmas time, all of that, the togetherness. And you know what's weird is when you don't recognize Thanksgiving. We were talking about that actually. How Thanksgiving only exists in America, yet we just sweep over it straight to Christmas. Like, even with the Macy's Day and everything, it's just like for 2 days you get Thanksgiving and then it's back to Christmas.
Uh-huh. It's like pre-Christmas Thanksgiving. Yeah,
barely.
It is. It's like Christmas light. Like, you just get together and have some food before, like, you do it again with presents. And that's what people exactly really care about. So... But yeah, I honestly, the fucking parade is like, that used to be my favorite thing as a kid growing up. Like, I would only look forward to Thanksgiving for that stupid parade. Like, that was the only reason Thanksgiving was giving me any type of life, was because of that stupid parade. So once I stopped caring about
pumpkin pie, girl.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Pumpkin pie. Yeah. Girl, yes. I walked in the store. Dessert. I share pumpkin pie. Mm-hmm.
Macaroni and cheese.
Are you like a turkey or ham people? Are you guys turkey or ham for your Thanksgiving meal?
My family is really weird and does a different theme every year. Like, we've had a crab boil, we've had like Cajun style, we've had a barbecue. Like, they just do whatever they want.
That's fun.
So, I mean, but I do like the traditional turkey, greens, macaroni cheese type thing.
I'm more of a turkey guy.
Okay, word.
Yeah, more of a turkey guy. And dressing with a lot of cranberry sauce. I mean, a lot. I don't know why. That's like that's my jam.
The only thing I don't like from like the traditional like Thanksgiving setup, I guess, is like stuffing. I don't care about stuffing.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's disgusting to me. But everything is inhaled. As soon as it's done, it's all inhaled.
It's the desserts, the sweet potato pie.
Yeah,
come on.
With the whipped cream.
Whipped cream. I like the same thing.
I like a little bit of sweet potato pie with my whipped cream. You know what I mean?
Yes. That's what I like. I'll put your whipped cream on anything. As if it's fucking, if it's Thanksgiving time, the whipped cream is just, it's, she's stocked, loaded, ready to go.
Love it. Adrian has the cool whip on his ham.
Sometimes it's all on the same plate, you know? Sweet. Yeah.
We love it.
But we're gonna food. Be hey Thanksgiving. Yeah.
The food is all that we're really here for, not for Christopher Columbus and his bullshit or the pilgrims. Fuck the pilgrims.
The all food day. That we have to fuck the pilgrims specifically.
Yeah,
all day, honestly, fuck them. But you know, we love eating, so it works. It works.
I guess. God is there.
Yeah. Time off work and food.
Okay, you're right. You're right. All right. If we get the day off, I guess I'm not complaining. So
we'll be discussing and ranking some of our favorite families in horror, killer families, families that get killed, ones that survive, all of them, any kind of horror family you like. And so our questions are, would you go to their Thanksgiving? Do you think that they have a good or bad family dynamic? And we do have some mimosas with us today.
Yes.
Cranberry and apple cider, just because something kind of Thanksgiving-y fun. Like I said, my family does really random things for all holidays, and there's usually a brunch involved. So mimosas are always present.
Ugh, everything. My family's just beer.
Just beer.
Just beer everywhere.
There's so. Beer too. Like,
never need liquor or champagne or anything. We're just those Mexicans, just beer. Cases of beer.
No, one of my cousins was like known for bringing Ciroc. Like that was his drink.
I wish. Ciroc.
He didn't come to play.
He said, I love P. Diddy. Or who is it? Who owns Ciroc?
Yeah, I think
Diddy Fox?
P. Diddy.
Yeah. Okay. I was like, I know it's one of
those. Jamie Foxx. Okay. I mean, you would think, not. Blame it. I mean,
honestly,
I mean,
probably. Every celebrity has some type of liquor out there. Okay, it's P. Diddy. But they'll be like, I love P. Diddy. Bring the Ciroc. I do love some Ciroc. I wish my family was cool.
I'm sure your family is cool. All families are unique.
No. I am 12 hours away from them for a reason. They are wild.
Okay. He said there's reasons.
But that's like my mom and my sister. I'm good. I'm good.
Well, we don't have any rips from the news today because we're not really going to do that. This is pretty much a bonus episode. Fun, but we will start off with rips from the bong, as always.
We got a feed up today.
Hey.
Whatever you got.
Shit. Same.
I didn't even rip it.
The muscle memory.
It's that Larry OG. Delicious.
Literally texting my.
Every time.
Literally me. Dude, I can't.
But what, I feel like I've gotten so used to this giant ass one. When I use my small one, it just takes me by surprise for some reason. And I cough even harder. Like, it's just not.
It's the huge bong that really fucked me up.
Yeah, I hit like her the other day. I had to take a nap. I don't know how she does it.
Just sleeping off.
She's on a whole nother level.
No, people used to literally introduce me as that black girl that smokes out of a bong. I'm like, is that like
the longest title?
That says everything you need to know about you.
Shorten that somehow.
It's either the really gay friend or the black girl who smokes out of a bong. Those
are the... Need some abbreviation.
Wow. I want an iconic name.
Honestly though, like, two very big things to be proud of. Huge bong grip. Right. Love it. What else do you need in life?
Exactly. No, but then my friend was like, she like showed me all of the videos that she had of me teaching people how to like rip bongs. And I was like, okay, valid.
I have a yeah. I'm doing my best. And I'm over here just, you have to teach me now because I feel like I'm fucking my shit up. So
same.
My throat feels harassed.
When we take our Vegas trip.
Yes, please. Come help me out because I really be fucking myself up.
There was one time, the first time I met Adrian's partner, I think he brought over a bong. Yeah,
he used to carry a bong in his backpack. White. This is the white people in Vegas with the recreational weed. He had his little backpack and he would have his bong in his backpack. And when he first met Stormy, yeah, he brought it over to my apartment and he's like, he brought his big ass bong in his fucking backpack. And Stormy had a day, her first bong.
I had taken a bong rip like maybe once. And then I was like, I know like the mechanics, I got this. Baddest rip I had ever imagined taking, and then went inside and just like coughed and was not sure that I was going to survive.
Okay. So just sitting at the kitchen table and like coughing and like staring at everybody, and then my boyfriend he's like, "Is she okay? I feel so bad for your friend." I was like, "She'll be okay." And then, but he's like,
"I was having the best time though, like." <'cause>
just observing, sitting, vibing.
I've had like the floating highs. I haven't had those since.
Yeah.
And I was just, dude, I was on another fucking level. It was great. And then I would look at them and they would be like staring at me with concern. And I'd be like, I was like, did I say something out loud?
Or like, I'm good.
Talking to me, and I was like, hold up. Like, did I just say that in my head or did I say it out loud? I don't remember.
Oh my God. You zoinked.
Yeah.
No, yeah. We accidentally gave my friend a whiskey bong for the first time she'd ever smoked weed. I was like, completely my fault. We weren't thinking about it. Like, it was a party. We
were
like,
vibing.
Everyone around was like, smokes. Like, but we were like, here's a bong with whiskey in it. So, you know, you catch the alcohol vapors too. You're like,
you're done.
She was not okay. I felt really
first and last time, maybe.
Right. Okay.
That sounds so crazy.
Yeah. Lots of stories with that.
Yes. Lots of weed stories, honestly. It's a blast.
It's an adventure.
If you're listening to this podcast, you better be smoking weed. If not, we highly recommend. Like, it's gotten me through the pandemic, if anything. So, exactly. Highly recommend it. But, you know, horror families, right?
Right. Back to that.
It's on brand. We're still good.
So, top three horror families. Do y'all want to do honorable mentions first or last?
I don't have any.
You can do it last.
We can do it last. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well, Stormy, how about you go first? Who's your number three? Let's go backwards.
Okay, so number three is the Firefly family.
Okay.
I was expecting that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like most of my choices are pretty predictable for me, for sure.
That's how I feel.
Their family dynamic is trash. So, like, the loyalty's there, like, all for it. But mm-hmm. other than that, that's the only plus they got for them. And honestly, probably not gonna go to their Thanksgiving because for one, it's probably like a smorgasbord of like ding dongs and like random shit that they stole from the convenience store. And like, also, somebody's probably gonna die.
You would probably be on the menu for
That's what I was saying. Maybe a little cannibalism.
You know, just pop an apple in my mouth.
Yeah, because they made that one guy in the first movie like a giant fish, right, or something like that. So yeah, that would be those, you would be on the menu.
Run together for the shenanigans just get so like.
But they're funny. I can understand, like,
yeah,
being entertained by them. They're really funny. They're close to making my honorable mentions just because they do make me laugh at times.
Well, and you know they would have, like, a fuck ton of liquor. So, like, maybe.
Who's an animal, for sure.
And honestly, I hate, like, you know, unwanted guests. So if somebody were, like, to walk in, they'd probably just kill them instantly. So they would at least keep out anybody I didn't want at the dinner.
Exactly.
Which is a plus for me. I hate surprises.
I mean, maybe the liquor is a reason to go to the Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're right.
Like, eat anything.
Honestly.
Or maybe you'll just drink so much it won't matter.
I love it.
What about yours, Adrian?
Okay, so my number three, I'm putting down the Grahams from Hereditary. Just because they do feel, I don't know, very realistic. And first off, their dynamic is very toxic, obviously. You know, absolutely. It's not the best, but it feels, again, very real, very visceral. And I do like each family member individually. They don't really seem to gel together. So I don't, if that table scene is any indication, I probably won't be going to the, well, maybe I will go.
Yeah.
If I'm not involved, if I'm
but just, the drama.
I just want to watch.
If I don't mind eating my plate and like watching these people yell at each other and just be like soaking it all in and like, I'm leaving for the evening. Thank you so much for dinner. I was entertained at dinner time. But they're my number
family time.
Yeah, I enjoy family time. It's over. But yeah, they're just, I don't know. I enjoy them, obviously. Maybe it's just the movie. Maybe I'm a sucker for the movie. But I enjoy them. So they were my number three.
They were also my number three. So, okay. Yes, they were. Just because I feel like once again, predictable for me. So, I did not necessarily have them at number one. But yeah, I mean, they're a cult of witches, also, which is always cool. Like, not that what they do is cool, but like being in a cult and a witch is pretty rad. But no, I would not go to the Thanksgiving because I feel like they would feed me something weird to steal my soul.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm not drinking any teas.
Exactly. Right, no, sorry. No teas, no bottles, none of that. Nothing with herbs.
No.
That's even don't even know if I could smoke over there because Peter's weed was probably.
Oh. Like, yeah, that was laced with something. We're quite sure. I would chop down the treehouse before I went over for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. No naked people staring at me.
Yes.
That's not an option. Just so you know.
Yeah, once people start getting naked, I would have to leave.
Right.
Oh, I thought naked person
in the corner.
I gotta go.
Yeah, not the best family dynamic for sure, as we saw. But still, again, I just love the movie. I love their. I mean, they're just a tragic family sometimes, as you can identify with, just because shit happens in life, but trauma. Jamie Curtis
Holmes. Just insert her saying it.
Trauma.
A mess.
Girl bossification, generational trauma.
Oh my god.
Go. I like Concha, like when y'all talked about the very aggressive discourse around Halloween kills, I was like, I know it was me.
it was me. I mean with us, I mean always. Same. I would be there and I'd be like, I would tweet something and I'd be like, that'd be the only thing I tweet, and then I'll tweet something else. I'm like, can I help with like talking with some of these people? Because people were fucking wilding with that movie. It was a good time though. Like I told Stormy, you know, it was a moment in horror history. Everybody had something to say. It was a good time. I really enjoyed it personally. It was a lot, it was very overwhelming at first, but like seeing everybody have something to say was just like so interesting at the same time. I had a blast. I love shit like that, to be honest. I love the mess of it all. Exactly. I love everybody having something to say. It makes me laugh. So it's like Hereditary, where we're just like, oh, a great movie, and like we move on.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's boring. It's boring like that's that sometimes.
All right, let's hear number three.
Well, I kind of wanted to be not too predictable, but it is predictable now I think about it. But the Freelings from Poltergeist.
Yes.
It's dank and deadly. They're smoking a J. Of course I want to go to their Thanksgiving. Okay. I mean, they're already high, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They probably got some flavor, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully the Thanksgiving food is not too white, you know, no salt, no pepper, you know what I'm saying? The family dynamic is pretty cool, you know what I'm saying? They really tried to get her. They really seem like they have a whole bunch of love and care to give, you know what I'm saying? That's probably helped to the weed.
Yeah.
Honestly.
They really also just sat in that house and was like, well, I guess we're going crazy together until we get her back. We're
not sitting there. This is what we're doing.
We're a family. Yeah, honestly, they were so close, literally so close to making my list just for the smoking weed alone. I was like, yeah, that would be pretty cool. So, yeah. I think, honestly, I think that was like the first time I think I saw anybody smoke weed on like a movie.
Yeah.
Was that movie? Now that I think about it, because I got to watch that really, really young. And like that was like the first time I think I actually ever like saw somebody smoke weed. Of course, they were like, my family was like, oh, there's cigarettes. And I'm like, okay. But not like, yeah, but not like watching the back, I'm like, oh, they're smoking weed. So that was like the first time I ever had like any type of exposure to it. So iconic to me. But they were in my honorable mentions. So,
okay, cool.
Well, you want to go reverse? You want to say your number two and we'll go
flip it around.
My number two is the Deets.
Of course, iconery.
I mean, just one, I just want to have a dance off with them at the dinner table. They obviously know, like, no, she know how to move her hips. The mom, like, she knows how to move her hips. You can see it. So I would really love to go to their Thanksgiving. Because that's how I thought about this list. I really thought about who I would go to. Like, that's what I went to first. I would definitely want to go to their Thanksgiving.
Right.
And just, I think I'm just wanting peace and her just being how she is, just seeing him getting irritated off of the smallest things. Like my favorite. That would be hilarious. Like, that's the type of funny drama I like.
You know? Right, right. Our hereditary drama is too real. Yeah. We were like eating it up. We were like
different kind of camp.
I love it.
Yes, they're definitely my honorable mentions. Because also the Maylands, I like them too. All two families living in the same house, but different dynamics. And then they kind of inadvertently adopt. I almost said Winona. Lydia.
They're also in my honorable mentions. Just because I love them. Like, I'm the type of gay. I love Catherine O'Hara. I love Winona Ryder. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then the dad is there. He's all right.
Dad's there.
He doesn't bring the pizzazz, but he's there. But yeah, I love them. They're also in my honorable mentions because that movie is like one of my faves.
Yeah.
And it's just a good family. Like, I feel like it's for a family, is about a family, like, and had a even a little like found family in like the way of Ghosts. But
I put him on there too. I put him as a part of the family because, like you said, because like the found family. I was like, yeah, I love them all. I love all the characters. They're all great. So I love that movie so much. I want to watch it right now.
Who is the Addams? Plus Debbie, obviously. I just grew up with them, literally. My icons, Morticia Addams, want to be her. Wednesday Addams also want to be her. I feel they're like just obviously have a really good family dynamic. They clearly love each other and clearly love their kids, want the best for them, even if it's not what's mainstream. Sorry, we were watching Wife Swap.
Oh my god.
And there's this like family that didn't want to be mainstream, whatever that meant.
Because they have tattoos and a mohawk and like that, you're not mainstream.
But it's like, think about that was 2008, which
some of those people were like super progressive for their time on those Wife Swap shows sometimes. Now that I like look back on it, I'm like, some of these people were kind of like saying Fuck off. Some good shit.
Yeah, Adam's family, really good dynamic, love their kids, obviously love their decor, everything's spooky, and I just feel, I like how much they loved Debbie. Like, at the end of the day, she would have fit in perfectly. They didn't care that she was a money-stealing serial killer or any of that. Like, that was their bitch. She liked creepy things. She was into, like, but of course she messed with the family, so and she's out. She fucked with Fester, so
fucked with Fester.
But I still love her as a character. I think, and I feel like she and Morticia are very good together, and they're like have good dynamics even when they're like not vibing.
So we're going to their Thanksgiving for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Because I mean, the Thanksgiving scene in Adam's Family Values, we know how it'll go. So yes. I'm sure they make great food.
Wednesday legitimately calls out colonizers in that movie. She was above her time.
Exactly. And the fact that Pugsley was the turkey and the eat us, like, that's all, that's it. We know that. We know that Thanksgiving is about murder and eating. So, like, yes. Right there. Yeah. And to me, the Addams Family are, like, a metaphor for, excuse me, I don't drink carbonated. The champagne is, like, are like a metaphor for like being Black, queer, all of that in America, right. And just not giving a fuck because people hate them because they're rich and also don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah,
then
oh my gosh, you scared me. Hi, Lita. She's muted. This gives me a chance yet to also hit my ball.
I need to upgrade, Jesus. Not the smallest one.
This is the family bond.
Family bond.
This is what we share. All our guests use it.
Yeah, they're just like metaphor for everything. Like,
oh, I do have a confession. I have never seen the Addams Family. I haven't seen any of it, any of their content. I've seen clips, like I've seen the Thanksgiving scene. I've seen clips, like obviously people post them every year, mm-hmm. and I just watch them because mm-hmm. I don't know. I've never seen any. I didn't grow up with the Addams Family. My family watched the Munsters a whole bunch, so I don't know if there's like a dynamic between the two. If there's a rivalry or anything. Okay, so. My family watched the Munsters.
Yeah.
Girl, wow.
Rob Zombie's redoing the Munsters.
I have many things to say about that wig already. I saw the wig and she was dry.
I don't have anything to say about that until it comes out is how I'm going to take it.
I'm not interested. But, I mean, I wasn't a fan of the Munsters. So it, as a kid, I feel like watching the Munsters, I wasn't like feeling it for whatever reason. That was just me. I was watching people get murdered, I guess. So like the frou-frou, mm-hmm. like happy-go-lucky family wasn't my thing, I guess, at that point. So I just figured the Addams Family was going to kind of be like the same vibes. Yeah. So I never watched it growing up. So now I feel really, really bad that I never did. And I still haven't. But I'll have to get to it mm-hmm. eventually. I promise.
I think you should watch the movies. At least watch the second one. Because you don't really have to watch the first one to watch it.
Okay.
Because they don't really have to do with each other and two completely different stories. But I do like both of them. But I feel like Joan Cusack just, yeah, like her just being in it makes it a little bit like different. And I like the character that she plays.
I know. Somebody's already told me, so I got to get with it. I will get to her, damn it.
Angelica Houston is also such a good.
Okay. So my number two, I went with, I don't know if it's predictable or not, but I went with the Larrays, I guess you can call them, Chucky, Tiffany, and good old Glenn or Glenda. I don't think they really call themselves anything. Yeah, the Chucky family. I only went with that because his real life name was Charles Lee Ray. So I was like, I'll just call them the Larrays, I guess. I don't know what to call them.
Yeah.
But yeah, I chose them just because... I don't know. I've really like grown accustomed to their dynamic. Very toxic. Mm. Very, very toxic.
Again.
Yeah, very toxic. I probably would go to their Thanksgiving just for the sheer hilarity of it all. But I love them. I love them so much. The new Chucky TV series, I think, has really kind of helped set in stone just like the overall campy nature of like the entire franchise. So I don't know. I just welcome them and they can come mm-hmm. into my home whenever they would love. Just for Thanksgiving, I guess. but they can come on over and have a ball.
Yeah.
They're hilarious. But once Chucky is like rude to somebody, I probably wouldn't. Yeah. He would have to go. But I don't know if it's predictable, but they were my number two. I like that. The gender fluid.
They're very progressive for now. The gender fluid.
But also really cool at the same time. So I still don't trust them.
Yeah. Also, right. It's like also misogynistic.
Right.
It's like a lot. Right.
Chucky's still a little abusive.
You're like, appreciate it, but still keeping my eye on you.
That's the sad part.
I mean, I feel like that's normal for family, though. It's like...
Tiffany will bring this out. Honestly, just right. Tiffany. Just she can come over and hang out whenever she wants.
You know, she's going to be dressed to the nines.
Right.
Yeah.
Tiffany.
So that's what I really care about. And Glenda. Come on over.
But, yeah. So good.
I don't trust Chucky. I really don't. But he's there. Yeah. He would have to just like be, he would have to be locked up in like that baby cage from the Bret and Chucky movie the entire time. That's the only way he can come into my house. Literally.
Put down his plate.
Yeah. But yeah.
You slide his plate through the slot.
All right. What about you, Stormy?
My number two is the Davidsons from Your Next.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Ooh, interesting.
Okay.
I picked them because their entire interaction with one another feels like the very traditional, like, awkward Thanksgiving interaction. Okay. Everybody's fighting. Everybody's trying to one-up one another, very fucking bitching about everything. The mom is high on Adderall, probably. And I mean, most families don't deal with, like, murderers.
Right after?
But, you know, you never know. Like, you never know if you can actually trust that uncle. Or that brother.
Right. Honestly, yeah.
Isn't that the point?
I don't think I would be going. I'm not trying to die, you know? If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna do it on my terms. Thank you. We're not taking any clotheslines out the front door. But you know.
Yeah.
They have like full Thanksgiving vibes for sure.
Oh, that is like vibes. They are like exactly.
I think it's like their parents' anniversary, but it gives me full-on Thanksgiving vibes.
Definitely, for sure. Imagine if Thanksgiving dinner ended like that, though.
Yeah.
Everybody just getting cut up right after.
Returning to Thanksgiving roots.
Oh, girl. Thanksgiving and murder. Or murder.
Exactly. Pilgrimage in this bitch. Dang, maybe we should have done actually Thanksgiving horror.
No, the month is already halfway over. Next year is another year.
Exactly, completely different year. Still, we're going back down the line.
Okay, y'all might not like consider them a family, but I chose Kiss and Rod from Get Out and the dog.
Aww. Okay.
Because they're family. Family. Right.
No.
Yeah.
I love it.
So cute, yes. I love that.
Right, and the dog has to be there.
Yeah, the dog and the father's a family.
Because who else would show up in those circumstances? Right. You know what I mean?
You're right. Fully.
Exactly.
A lot of family wouldn't.
I love that
option.
I know I'm gonna be at their Thanksgiving because you know they're smoking. You know there's, I mean, they're probably, I don't think they'll be cooking. I feel like Rod might have some skills in the kitchen.
Yeah, for sure.
But it'd probably be like
he looked like he looked like he knows.
Probably be some like random ass food, but I'm down for it. Whatever.
Same. I'll join you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
no doubt. Not only.
You want treats, the dog.
I'm nervous now. Okay. So my number one. I mean, I guess we're just rolling with the Jordan Peele Stan account vibes. Because I picked the Wilsons from Oz.
That's my number one.
Because, I mean, obviously, because like, I mean, I guess I can't like say for certain. But like, I've never seen like a family in a horror movie like kick ass and like make it all the way to the end and like survive. Every single one of them survives and just like I don't know, they're fucking cool. Because they start off very, you know, like typical like family dynamics, like there's some tension and like it's nothing like really dramatic or anything, like brother sisters, you know, fighting, you know, wife husband kind of have like a little, yeah, typical stuff. But then like it explodes and then they kick ass and they make it to the end, and I don't know, I loved it. I love them, so I definitely would be hanging out with them. Definitely would go to their Thanksgiving. My tethered would probably show up and kill me in the end, but whatever. I guess I would accept my fate at that point.
Right. The tethered show up, it's just whatever. Yeah. Like, I've been waiting
for you. That's why I lock my door every night just in case I don't want my tethered to just pop in.
I think both of them are really good. They were in my honorable mentions. I couldn't decide if they were going to be number one or my honorable mentions.
But we're curious to see who you picked for number one then.
Mine, I feel like it's really weird, but the Ashens from Dead Silence.
Okay, very.
literally straight up because they died in the puppets. Like, that's why. And the fact that this man, we should have said spoiler alert for the shit that we mentioned, but.
Oh, wow.
Whoops. Put it in the title or something. But. How do you stand in front of your dad and don't know he's dead and being like used as a puppet? it's insane to me. It shows how clearly they don't have a good dynamic. He didn't even know his dad was dead.
But, like, are you feeling okay, Dad? You look a little stiff.
There's always a woman behind you. She walks away, you stop talking. And I mean, it's a good twist. I didn't expect it. And I watched this when I was really, really young. We watched it at one of my friends' sleepover, and she was like, gripping me. She was like so afraid. And, like, I love
it. Right.
I mean, dolls are creepy. So even the whole premise of like Mary Shaw is creepy, and just the fact that his ancestors are the whole reason that his family died, and the fact that she like low key killed their family backwards, like she started with the unborn child and then went to like the dad, and like I think it's cool. And just the fact that, of course, the like ending shot of the whole family just sitting there is
perfect.
Like they got what they deserve for probably murdering somebody. I would not go to their Thanksgiving alive, so who's cooking?
Honestly, who would be doing the cooking?
You're going to eat doll food.
If I don't even eat. They don't need to eat. I love that choice, though. I love Dead Silence. It was one of those movies that it did freak me out as a kid. So it took me forever to like go back and watch it. And like in rewatching it, I was like, it wasn't as scary as I remember it. But like, I still love everything about it. I love that
movie. Yeah.
She's a hoot. Yes.
Well, Adrian, you got my number one also. So the Wilsons, I mean, me and Gabe, I think we'll vibe pretty good. I want to learn his dad vibes. I want to bet my energy of dad vibe is like medium right now. I want to hit it like his level. He did a dab and it was so dad like. So I really think me and him would vibe. Me and Jason would vibe a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want him to learn a magic trick because that's how his face got all messed up. And also, if my tether do show up, I mean, you're with the family that survived. So, you know, I think my chances are
pretty good. This has been their done that.
So. Exactly. They're my
honorable sisters.
You know, they kick ass.
Love them. The kids
starting
offing people.
The only other family, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Sora.
Just be swinging. It's just so fucking cool.
How many times have you been saying horror movies? Just like, you know, make sure they're dead. Like, fucking hit them. Please stop on me. It was just refreshing. Rarely. It was nice to see something like that. Especially when the kids again were killing people. I mean, come on.
I feel like the only other one I think that I've seen like that is What is their name from the Banana Splits? I can't remember their last name, but that is the only other family I've seen that like fights literally kicks ass. Like, the mom beats the shit out of a robot. They're definitely in my.
That is my honorable mention.
Really good. Just lots of campiness. Camp.
The only honorable mention, I mean, that I haven't mentioned already, that hasn't popped up. The only other one I had was the Rileys from the Scream franchise. So I'd be counting Dewey, Gale, and Tatum, because those are the only ones that we really get to know. And I guess her mom for like a split second in the first movie.
Yeah.
Just because I like what they're all doing individually. I think they're all cool. You know, I'm that bitch. I'll talk about Scream if I can in any way. Because it made me who I am. So, yes. But yeah, they're really cool. You know, Tatum dies in an iconic way. Hopefully we see Julie die in an iconic way coming up.
Stop that right now.
I think it might. I think one of them might have to go, unfortunately. Especially this may be. Do we think this is going to be like.
No.
Probably not for. I don't see them killing either one of the girls. I don't. I feel like he's the obvious choice to kill.
Yeah.
I'm ready. I've been ready for Gil to go since number three, girl.
The Banks.
People, yeah. She's too much of a fan favorite, I think.
Me in question.
Yeah. But maybe they'll do it. The Halloween kills it. Whoops.
If they kill Dewey,
the discourse comes back.
If they kill Dewey the way that they kill Karen, I'm not going to care about Karen that much at that point. But if we get something like that.
No, but that death was weak.
It was so stupid that the parts were like,
regardless.
She's not dead. I'm like, just let her die. Just let her die. Let that death scene just be what it was. And let's move on. Because I was rolling so hard when I watched it. And I was sick. So I thought maybe I was just like in a really bad mood because I was so fucking sick when I watched that movie, like literally coughing out everything. And I was like, oh, I'll have to watch it again when I'm not sick because I feel like I'm pissed. But. I was just bored, but that was just me.
Yeah.
Personally.
Yeah.
It was something. That's why we just kind
of next year. It.
Maybe it will my thing is maybe when we see Halloween Ends, I'll have a better appreciation for it to see how the whole thing ties.
I feel the same way. I feel like I'll like it a whole lot more when that movie comes out. But whatever, I don't give a fuck. I say it all the time. My opinion changes like the fucking wind. So whatever. I could love something one day and then be the opposite. Hate something and then love it. So whatever. If Halloween Ends makes it better, then I would be much happier about that than just me being annoyed with that movie. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, same. And the only other honorable mention I had was this. Stoker family.
Oh,
Stoker,
I don't think I have. I've heard of it though.
The Park Chan Wook. Yeah. Wild for sure. Nicole Kidman and Mia Wachikowska.
What a name.
And I forgot. Yeah. The one who played Alice in Wonderland. I mean, in Alice in Wonderland, Alice. Yeah. It's very well. It's one of the most beautiful movies I've ever seen, like, for real. But the family definitely shitty dynamic. Don't want to talk around them. Clearly hate each other. But in the most the typical rich white way, where it's like you hate each other, but we're going to get ice cream because I need to show off my fancy car. Oh, that's real. So,
sorry, I checked out from trauma.
Yeah, been there, done that. My Sundays at church were just like that. I should have put
not even my family.
I should have put the family from The Boy, or just the mom and the dad, just because the way. Have you seen The Boy, Stormy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have. I should just put them there because the way they kill themselves, putting rocks in their fucking jackets and just walking into the ocean is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. So.
Very Ophelia.
I've never seen it.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Adrian's a surprise. Sorry.
I should have asked Ace. I should have known. Reed and Ace have probably seen it. I was only going to double check with Stormy just to make sure.
Adrian's like, Reed's cultured. She's seen it.
Every movie. So I was just like, but they're not important people anyway. So if you do watch it,
it's fine.
They really. No, I remember going to see that with my friends in theater, and me and my friend Marcus at the end, we were just like,
what happened?
Like, what? I would have preferred what I thought happened, but like, what the fuck is that?
I need to show my boyfriend that movie because he will fucking shit his pants. It is so funny.
I didn't even understand why the second one came out.
I haven't seen it, but I guess
it really does have a like following. I did not realize people
care that much.
I mean, yeah, I didn't think it was like,
who was clamoring? What part of subreddit was, or of Reddit was fucking clamoring for the Bully 2 movie? Because I want that form to be shut down immediately.
Well, can we get one for the Bye Bye Man?
I still haven't seen that movie. Is it crazy?
Do that.
Okay, right now, tonight, log in. We have the unrated version, which adds 4 more minutes.
And it's worth it. The unrated's worth it.
Yeah. I mean,
where's it streaming?
It has a lot more like subtle foreshadowing, and I did not realize that Lee Wanell plays Larry Redman in it. Yeah,
I
didn't realize
that. I've seen every one of his movies. Mm-hmm. He's back on Twitter.
I'm surprised he hasn't blocked me on Twitter.
I'm sorry.
My Devin Sawa journey.
Devin Sawa.
Yeah.
Honestly, he was looking for himself, so sorry.
No,
sorry,
yeah.
He didn't help that energy, but
sorry. He name searches to me. Yeah.
So sorry I was being thirsty on the low. You know, some type of props, girl, because nobody's been talking. Okay, we won't get into it, but
he definitely talked about himself.
this is why you're blown.
Never coming back, whatever. But I had to laugh because literally everybody that I know, people that we've talked to for our podcast, are just talking to him. I was like, And every time they do, not to be like messy or anything, but just to be funny. But they probably would think it was funny because everybody's very professional. But every time they do talk to someone, like, can you tell him to unblock me? Or like, can you ask what's going on? Just a copy.
What was the final straw? Like,
I've been telling you this one specific tweet, so can you please tell me if that's what it was? Just so I know. Because I think it was, because I can't find it. So I'm assuming it probably got deleted, because I've been trying to find it, and I can't. So I'm assuming it was deleted. So I just want some confirmation, because I love my own distinction, and so on and so forth. So hopefully we can be friends someday.
Yeah, so funny.
That whole rivalry in my head with Devin Sawa.
Being blocked by random like large accounts on Twitter is very weird.
Like, what's happening?
Because like, what? I'm blocked by, you know, that not Captain America, that like political guy Chris Evans or whatever.
No,
he's literally he blocks my private. So I was like, what do I even do? You can't even see me. How do you have me blocked? I know, so weird. But like, I was just like, I don't know what people do.
The social media managers are working overtime or something, because they're like, anything that seems negative about us, just block those people. If I could afford it, I've been doing the same thing. Hey. Y'all can block for me. I don't have to.
Your safe space.
Yeah. But yeah, love it. I will have to watch the Bye Bye Man though, because I've been wanting to watch it for like the longest.
Yes, it's. I will not say that it's good, but okay. Reading. I mean, everyone knows I like B movies, but also reading what the director had intended for it gave me a better appreciation for it, because she was trying to do something with it, but the studio was like, there will be white tears.
Oh, and a female director.
Yeah.
Oh, she
and I think she passed did
away this year. Okay, well.
What? I don't know.
Not Adrian just ruining things.
Not getting a single. That's so fucked up. Like, sorry, she passed. That's not why that's sad.
I'm so sorry.
That's your. We're not getting a second.
It was so bad.
We're gonna edit that.
I'm really gonna have to watch it in her honor. Stacey Tidal. Yeah. You know, shout out. I mean, but you know, no, I definitely.
You said shut up about Beyond the Grave, girl. We got you.
Shout out while I'm staring at her fucking date of death. Shout out. Okay, I'm leaving her IMDb because now I feel bad energy. I'm gonna go downstairs.
He's gonna be blocking you.
I'm gonna cross somewhere in my house now.
Okay.
No. But the unrated version has a lot more like foreshadowing and like it makes a lot more sense.
Okay, I have to watch it. I definitely will watch it now, literally, because now that you guys are talking about it and I made myself an ass. I definitely have to watch it.
The sequel is Bye Bye Adrian.
Oh my god. Stay in my room the rest of the night, not come out.
It's like I feel like I have to watch The Ruin since Jenna Malone added me. It's like I survived.
You have to now. You're obligated. Yes.
Oh, I'm afraid.
But it is, she's a tough watch. I tried to rewatch it maybe last year sometime, and it got a little tough for me, so I took a break and I haven't gone back. I paused and I was like, back to this.
I couldn't even get through like the second installment of Creepshow. Like, I couldn't. And I watched that as a kid, and for some reason, I could never remember any other skit like beyond the first one. Watched it, and I was like, oh, that's why I probably fucking blacked out as a child. And I was like, never mind.
Can you read shit like that, like with plants and foliage? Because I would recommend the book.
I'm gonna try to read the book. I really am gonna try to read the book because maybe first. Not
visually on. Yeah, because you can just pretend it's not as bad. Yeah, it's not happening. But the book's really good, and it is the only reason I watched the movie. And I do like, I mean, as always, I like the book more than I like the movie, anyways. So, but it does get pretty graphic. So I was like, if it's worth seeing it, then I would definitely just stick to the book because you get the gist of it without, you know, having to sit through it. It is pretty tough to watch at times.
I don't know. That's just literally my worst. Like, that is the one thing that I cannot deal with is like things under skin and like just I like even my friend when she was pregnant, she like sent me a video of her stomach moving, and I was like, I'm sorry, you can't. I can't deal with that. Right.
Like, get that alien away from me.
No, that's some freaky stuff.
Yeah,
I can't deal with that.
How do we know it's alien in there? We don't know. I don't.
It's just like alien, just
exactly. I don't know what was probably.
Maybe that's it. Alien fucked me up.
Literally.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for being here. As always, this is really, really fun.
Of course.
Definitely gonna see y'all again soon.
Yes.
Frequent guests.
Thank you for having us as always. We do appreciate it. We love talking with y'all.
Thank you.
Well, I don't even know. Oh, when this comes out, our next episode will be The Turbans and Dogtooth. So y'all, I mean, I don't want to tell y'all to watch Dogtooth, but like watch it because we're covering it, but know that it's a lot. And
that is a very hard movie for me to get through.
It's very awkward. Like,
it's free on Tubi, by the way.
Ooh, we love free.
Yes.
And we love Tubi.
We're trying to get that Tubi sponsorship.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, go watch Dogtooth on Tubi. Trigger warning for incest. Gonna go ahead and throw that out there. You are going to watch it. And it's just like, awkward is the best way. Cringe, uncomfortable. This is like the words I would use to describe it. But to me, it does kind of put like the unfortunate idea to kind of how the Turpins were probably running their house. Like the abuse that their kids were going through, how they were neglecting to teach them anything, boundaries, like consent, all of that stuff. So I feel like it's a good sort of counter to that case. So yeah, definitely watch that. If you want to like go watch a review, that will have be out with the turban. We're gonna watch it. Like that's gonna be so no, it's gonna be so, like I'm probably gonna cry next episode. Like so much y'all know. Like that shit.
It's a lot.
It makes me really sad. But I like I said, I'm very happy that the children are out and free. And like I'm literally crying right now. So like, I'm very happy that they're like safe now. That's why we want to cover it. So they can feel like heard about their story.
Very important.
Anyway. Yes. Well, again, thank y'all for being here. We will see y'all very soon. Yes. And hope y'all keep listening and stay smoking.
Bye.
Peace
out. So if you would like to get in touch with us, you can find us on Twitter at Dank, the letter N, deadly underscore pod. And on Instagram at dankdeadly_pod. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can email us at dank, the letter N, deadlychats@gmail.com.